Unit 3. Choosing a career. Section 2. Integrated listening and writing. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Hello, am I early?
Hi. No, actually, you're right on time. Please come in and sit down.
Thanks.
Now, you wanted to discuss choosing a major, is that right?
Yes. It's kind of scary because it's almost the end of freshman year, and I still don't know what I want to major in.
Okay. First of all, the most important piece of advice I can give you is this. Relax. Don't panic.
That's easier said than done. All my friends seem to know exactly what they're going to do with their lives.
Maybe. But you should keep in mind that your choice of major won't determine the course of your whole life. Look at me. My major was business. And now I spend most of my time doing academic and career counseling, and I love my job.
Well, that's good to hear.
So let's get started. Whenever someone comes to me with this problem, there's a four-step process I take them through. The first step is self-assessment. There are tons of tests and questionnaires that can help you clarify what fields of study would suit you best, but here's one that I found most useful. It has four sections. Section one is values, like how important is money to you, how important is helping others, etc. Then section two is questions on interests, your hobbies, what activities you enjoy, etc. The third section is personality questions, and the fourth is all about your skills, what you're good at and not so good at.
Okay. Should I fill this out now?
No, it's pretty time-consuming. You can make another appointment to go over it with me.
All right.
After you've done the self-assessment and thought about the results, you go on to step two, research. It's very important to make an informed decision, so learn all you can about each option by taking people in those fields, looking at resources on the internet, and so on. Here's a list of websites that might be useful.
Thanks.
Step three is what I call the reality check. That means taking a realistic look at your choices and the possible difficulties that go along with each one. For example, if you're still interested in studying medicine, you have to make sure that you can make a commitment to over 8 years of hard study. If you want to study engineering, ask yourself honestly whether your math and science skills are strong enough.
And I shouldn't become a teacher if I don't like taking work home.
Exactly. When you're done with that, you should have narrowed your choices down to two or three choices. The last step is to make a list of advantages and disadvantages for each one and use that to make your decision. Don't forget, your decision isn't written in stone. A majority of students change their majors at least once.
I bet you I'll be one of them.
Like I said, relax and let me know when you're done with that questionnaire.
I've got some time before my next class. Maybe I'll get to it right now. Number one, what is the conversation mainly about? Number two, how did the conversation probably happen? Number three, listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
First of all, the most important piece of advice I can give you is this. Relax. Don't panic.
That's easier said than done.
I know, but you should keep in mind that your choice of a major won't determine the course of your whole life. What does the man mean when he says this?
That's easier said than done. Number four. Why does the woman mention that her major was business? Number five. In the process described by the woman, step two is... Number six. Does the self-assessment test described by the woman include each of the following sections? Check yes or no. Number seven. The last step described by the woman involves... Number eight. What will the man probably do next?